Hi, it's Bob from Royal Spa. Soaking in a hot tub full of Epsom salts is the absolute best way to minimize everyday aches and pains. And we know all about Epsom salts at Royal Spa. Royal Spa hot tubs are the only hot tubs on the market that can safely and effectively use Epsom salts. Made right here in Indiana, Royal Spa hot tubs are the highest quality hot tubs on the market. Visit any one of our three Indianapolis locations or visit royalspa.com.
Ah, Royal Spa.
Hammer and Nigel.
You believe these characters are weirdos?
So let's rock!
All right, Hammer, one word. I'm giving you one word to describe last night's final GOP gubernatorial debate. One word.
Feces.
Well, feces is a noun. I was hoping more for an adjective or...
You're asking too much for whatever that was I watched last night. That was so uncomfortable, so cringy. And really, it wasn't because of the candidates. The moderator thought this was his audition. He thought it was an audition for like a talk radio show. He was trying to be Mr. Hot Take Guy all through the night.
Okay, so the story is old Johnny Boy then,
yes.
Right?
John Schwantes. He's the host of Indiana Lawmakers on PBS.
Oh, yeah, I DVR it every weekend.
He wanted this to be about him. Now, if I could put this into a way I think a lot of people could understand. If you've ever watched a Big Ten basketball game and seen old TV Ted Hightower, make the game all about himself, or maybe you've watched a Major League Baseball game where Angel Hernandez is so awful at his job, he makes it about himself. That's what happened last night. You had somebody that thought they were cute, somebody that thought they were a hot take machine, and they weren't, and it was uncomfortable. Now, the front runner wasn't even there. Mike Braun was in D.C. He was voting against the big foreign aid package, the Ukraine money, etc. He voted no on that. Todd Young voted yes. We can talk about that later. But the front runner wasn't there. So already the debate loses a little steam. But then they trot out this guy. And my goodness, the way he handled things, Nige, it looked like we had a contest and we had caller number 9 moderated debate.
Probably would have been better.
It would have been better. There's no doubt in my mind. So here's a little bit, if you missed it last night. Listen to this. The question is, do you think the presidential election was stolen in 2020? Now, mind you, this is an Indiana gubernatorial debate.
A primary.
A primary debate. And the question was, do you think the 2020 election was stolen? You're going to hear the moderator. You'll hear a few candidates. But listen how smug and how much of a smartass this guy is.
A significant number of Republicans in Indiana, certainly, and elsewhere, agree with President Trump's claim that the 2020 election was stolen. Raise your hand if you agree that the election was stolen.
That question cannot be answered yes or no.
That is
not a yes or no question.
That's funny because I asked it as a yes or no question.
Oh!
Well, it involves facts that we
yes,
don't
do
possess.
You? Let me reframe it, Counselor. Counselor, is Joe Biden the duly elected president of the United States?
Yes.
All right. Anybody disagree? Very good.
Wait, I just want to make a statement because I just think that's an unfair question. Let's just be very clear. What happened in the 2020 election that everybody should agree on is that it wasn't properly adjudicated. So they should have spent more time investigating that election, and it wasn't it was not investigated.
Next question.
So that's an unfair question.
Oh,
I think we know where you come down. No, listen.
That was Ridenour, right?
Yeah.
Hill and Ridenour going after the moderator.
But why are we talking about Joe Biden in 2020 in a 2024 state primary debate? It's a ridiculous, absurd question from a guy who clearly wanted to make a name for himself last night. And you heard Jamie Ridenour there, Curtis Hill. He had a scowl on his face last night. I was surprised Curtis Hill didn't walk across the stage and confront this guy. He had an issue with some of the election security questions.
I went to bed at 2 o'clock in the morning with the president, with President Trump winning, and woke up in the morning and he was losing. There are anomalies that we can't understand, we don't know about, so we cannot answer.
I'll
that
just
question,
say for
yes
question
no.
for a question that's impossible to answer, you just answered it. So next try again. Raise your hand. Well, you did.
See, he's always got to get the last word in.
This guy's a prick.
Right.
I'm sorry. I don't know. I wouldn't recognize him on the street. I've never watched his horrible PBS show. I could just tell you it's horrible just by his demeanor.
How about another question about the presidential election here in an Indiana primary debate for the governor candidates?
Raise your hand if you will recognize the results of the November election for president, regardless of the outcome. Raise your hand if you will recognize the outcome of the presidential election in November.
We're not going to. You're asking us to say something that hasn't even happened yet. We plan on governing the state of Indiana. We would like to base that on facts.
Senator Braun, who again is not here this evening, received Donald Trump's endorsement for the governor. How many of you would have welcomed President Trump's endorsement?
Why wouldn't we? Maybe that's a better question.
Yeah, I'm not here to tell you whether you should or shouldn't. I'm just asking you the question. You all would have
It seems like you're really trying to set us up and cause division in our party, and we don't appreciate it.
Ms. Rittenhour, I think the party is doing quite capably on its own, creating some division.
See, he's got to get the last word in. He's got to be Mr. Funny Guy, Mr. Zinger.
He's incredibly partisan. Hey, John, here, I'll raise my hand, and it's got one finger on it.
And listen, we can sit here and keep ripping on John Schwantes here, and we've got more audio to play, but this ultimately falls on the debate commission. If you're the Indiana Republican Party, why on God's green earth would you want a PBS guy moderating a debate on PBS? Why would you want that as a Republican? This is the same kind of thing that Vivek Ramaswamy was ticked off about on that NBC debate. You know, as Republicans, again, this isn't a general. This was a Republican primary. Why are we on a network where everybody hates us? And it's clear that that guy hated everybody that was up there. Here's another hypothetical question that was brought forth last night.
Yes or no, all of you who would have voted for the CHIPS Act, raise your hand. So we have, for those listening, we have Mr. Chambers, Mr. Doden, and those who would have voted against. We have Ms. Rittenhour, and we have Mr. Hill, Ms. Crouch. Did you raise your hand one way or the other?
You know, I would vote against it based upon what I know. But, you know, I was talking about hypothetical questions. Not sure that's what we're here to discuss.
Well, there's not much hypothetical, though, about the notion of plants that are opening in a high-tech sector, which many states across the country are benefiting.
I just had a question on that.
No, we're not going to have questions at this point. Sorry. No, I asked the questions. Sorry.
I would have been like, shh.
Remember, I said I'd be kind and gentle. Don't push me.
Oh, look out, everybody.
Watch out, the PBS guy.
We got a badass over here at PBS. Keep talking. You might have a fundraiser on the air. Look out.
Tell me there was questions of substance. Anything about taxes or anything like that?
So I got a few clips here, and we'll wrap up the segment with this, because I do think this was pretty much the only important part of this debacle last night. The subject of property tax came up. So I'll play a little bit of every candidate that was there last night. Again, Mike Braun was voting in D.C. He's the front runner, according to polls. He wasn't there.
I think that was to his advantage that he didn't show up.
He won last night by not being there. Here's Jamie Rittenhour on property tax.
On May 8th, my intention is to go to all 92 counties to talk to the county commissioners and to have a real conversation about lowering your property taxes. What we know is that right now there are a lot of referendums that are coming from the schools. We love our schools. We want to support our teachers. We want our teachers to get paid well. But we are growing and expanding our schools at a rate that is not able to be kept up by the property tax owner. So right now, what we need to do is we need to have a conversation at the county level.
Okay, that was Jamie Ridenour. Same question, Brad Chambers.
I would look at the assessments. They're different from county to county. People don't understand them. So clarify, simplify the assessment process and make them uniform across the state to the extent we can do that. Create consistency and understanding for people and create some opportunities for seniors not to get kicked out of their house and have portability of the built-in gains they have.
Property tax, same question, Curtis Hill.
Property tax is certainly a concern by a lot of people, but depending on where you go, so are income taxes and so are sales tax. We need to have a comprehensive approach. No. This isn't a gimmick. It's not a solution, a quick fix. We need to have a long-term plan for how to move forward. The problem is with the assessed values. The assessed values in every community are different. We need to work a strategy where the state works with the locals to come up with a good program so that we can manage our property taxes in an efficient, fair way, particularly as it pertains to young people and seniors.
Property tax candidate Eric Doden.
We're proposing that we'd freeze it for seniors, but we'd also, basically the growth would only be allowed to be about 5% a year under our plan, which makes it easier for people in their budgets to plan. So that is the foundation of our plan for how we help people with property tax issue that's raging right now across the state.
At least they're talking about it.
Right.
For a long time, they wouldn't even mention it.
And lastly, Suzanne Crouch.
You know, as a state representative, I voted for the largest property tax cut in our state's history, and I'm certainly open to that. And my opponents are entitled to their own opinions, but they're not entitled to their own facts. And as a state representative, I cut taxes a dozen times, and that's why I want to continue to cut taxes and eliminate the state income tax, putting money into your pockets, helping small businesses grow, attracting people to Indiana.
I'll listen to that.
So, again, watching that debate last night was like watching a college basketball game, a Big Ten game with TV Ted Valentine, or a Major League Baseball game with Angel Hernandez behind the plate.
Was Ted Valentine the coach or the ref it took Bob Knight like 5 minutes to get off the court after he's ejected, and Valentine's just standing there with his chin in his hand, and Bob Knight finally leaves the court and like walks right by him and brushes up against him, and the crowd was just going nuts at Assembly Hall.
Buzz the tower a little bit.
Yes, buzz the tower.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's him. Okay.
He loved him some him. He made every Big Ten game about himself.